Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Everybody, it's that Rated R Thursday evening. It's time for the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, with my brother Greg DeMarc. We're coming to you live from Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. What's going on, brother Greg?
Good evening. It's definitely going to be a Rated R show. We're going to talk about deathmatch wrestling, and we're going to do a lot of talking. I think it's going to be vulgar. I think that, There could be a lot of colorful language this evening.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And one thing I need to say, man, is, Brother Coco T. Ware is going to be giving us a call in a little bit. Also, we're going to be talking about he's going to be talking about the show from yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, PWAS show. So he's going to be giving us a call later, giving us an insight on what we missed out on. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying, somebody from the Open Talk family actually went to the event and made an appearance. So, you know, we'll be hearing about that show in a little bit.
Yeah, it should have been you. You're the closest one to it. But no.
I was actually shoot working before showtime. So I had to go eat and do some things after work.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
I went to like 7. Yeah, I had no chance of making it.
Yeah, I got home before showtime, to be honest, because, like I told you, I got a new position at work, so, I mean, I had to hold it down for a little bit. But, yeah, man, this tonight's guest, man. Oh, let me talking about that. Tonight's guest, Teddy Long, will be rescheduling for this Thursday or this Saturday at 4 o'clock. Make sure you turn in because we're going to be talking everything Teddy Long. We're going to be talking to him about wrestling nonetheless. And he got that very special topic, which I cannot announce right now because it would actually be a spoiler, but he will have a special topic to talk about on Saturday. So don't miss out. Teddy Long at 4 o'clock on Saturday, only on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. And only on Open Talk Radio 313, the Flash, man. What a show, and what a guy Teddy Long is, dude. Just, you know what I'm saying, a humble guy from the South, and, man, I can't wait to have him on the show because, like I said, you already know what I talked to you earlier, Greg, so I'm more excited for Saturday than what I would have been for tonight.
Absolutely, man. You know, I've seen a lot lately when it seems like something bad happened that, you know, really something good happened. It just, you know, I guess it's a matter of perspective, how you look at some things, you know.
Exactly. It's all about the perspective and you know, about people keeping the word about either rescheduling and stuff. No point intended, Mr. Danny Limelight. But nonetheless, man, Teddy Hart, who said he would reschedule, he rescheduled. Great guy, great interview. Man, humble man.
Then we got down the line, we got Teddy Long this Saturday, which he would have a he'll have a lot of hot topics to talk about, because I want to ask him about that SWE, that South Wrestling Entertainment down there in Texas. That's such a – I was watching some of the YouTube videos, man. They got some big names down there, man. They got big big cast. They got Melina. They got Mark Henry helping out down there. They got Charlie Haas as the heavyweight champion. Ronnie Mack is the television champion. They got their women's champion. I keep forgetting her name.
But they got such a stacked roster down there, man. It's like I don't know. The Boogeyman is down there. A lot of people are down there, man.
Yeah.
Miranda Gordy. Man. A lot of people.
It's hot. Hot down there,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, no more. Most definitely. Most definitely. They got a lot of people down there. And I actually, you know what I'm saying, when this corona's actually over, I'm thinking about heading down to hometown, my home state of San Antonio, and maybe making a stop down there to SWE.
Yeah. I should have been from Texas. Texas is fucking awesome.
It is fucking awesome. Look how many legends and Hall of Famers came from the great state of Texas. You got Shawn Michaels. You got The Undertaker. You got Stone Cold Steve Austin. You got a lot of people from just those three names alone.
The food wouldn't agree with you. You should just stay up here because the food wouldn't agree with you.
I'll go down there
and represent us, and I'll eat Mexican food and shit. And, yeah, I'll do all that. I'll represent us well.
I ate the mom's cup of the day.
I did. You know what? That's funny that today my coworkers are like, what are we going to eat? He's like, anything but Mexican food. He's like, I never thought I'd say that.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, but we've been getting it in, dude, all week. We just been in the right places at the right time. Man, dude, how about that Mexican place over here? How about El Charro? How about El Monaco?
But, dude. Anybody want to give us a call, give us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Come out at the text and come talk to your brother Greg DeMarc. Let's talk wrestling. But let's talk deathmatch wrestling like you said earlier, man. Deathmatch wrestling, dude, is hot. I love my deathmatch wrestling. You know this.
Yeah. I was like, deathmatch wrestling adopted me. I kind of just, you know, I went to a show and met a couple people, and I like the environment and, you know, the people around me. And
Dude, it's fucking great.
Kind of new. I was never a big deathmatch guy. I mean, obviously, when those things were first being done, like I had Stranglemania and Stranglemania 2. I still have the VHSs here. And
oh, no shit.
You know, Barry Swank versus Cactus Sack. And,
Dude, Terry Funk versus some Cactus Jack with some great matches too, dude.
Yeah, Terry Funk.
And then they became tag team.
Was unbelievable.
Yeah, for sure, dude. But dude, deathmatch wrestling, dude, is just its own thing, dude, and it's been around since the early 2000s when I was a big WWE mark. You know what I'm saying? But as I got to know deathmatch wrestling, dude, I love deathmatch wrestling. I like some of it more than I like regular wrestling, to be honest. I like it more than regular wrestling. I'm not going to lie. Like a Nick Gage match, I'll sit there and watch it. A Schlack match, a Jeff King match, a Chuck Stein match, a Peter B match. Dude, the list can go on and on. A Man Pondo match, man. Man, just a lot of the GCW guys, a lot of the Horseman guys, and now the TKW guys. This dude, and deathmatch has been around before then, even the floating death matches, you know what I'm saying, which AEW failed at, which, did you see the meme, dude, the meme that said AEW then now and forever, the then now and forever was it was their exploding death match ring where it exploded and failed, and then it was Chris Jericho failing last night, and then it was Mike Tyson falling asleep. I forgot who it was. Yeah, it's like AEW is trying to put out, like, I mean, cool, you know, it's cool, whatever. Like they said, they're trying to be the alternative to WWE, but I see it as well, not even as they're trying to compete with WWE anymore, because, I mean, it is what it is. It kind of got boring to follow both, you know what I'm saying? I kind of feel, you know what I'm saying, that I'm glad that they moved to a different night with NXT on Tuesday night. And because AEW, dude, it's got a great roster, but they're trying to do too much in so little time, like trying to, you know what I'm saying, you know, do the cross thing with AEW, Impact Wrestling, and all this other stuff, and stand there the forbidden door. If Vince McMahon really wanted to, dude, anybody would open their doors to work with Vince McMahon. But AEW, you know what I'm saying, like I told you earlier, remember I told you earlier, if you look on YouTube and you look on that match, Chris Jericho was doing no-sell twice. He was no-selling twice. He was on top of that cage, and I seen when the camera hit him, he was up there talking with MJF. And then when when MJF threw him off that cage, dude, you could see how thin that fucking steel plate was, and you could see all the wood, and Chris Jericho no-sold and was looking up and like, oh shit, the camera caught me. You know what I mean? No-selling. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they're trying to create some history in so little time, even when it took WCW years to get where they were at, when they were fighting WWF to make WWE the juggernaut that they are, you know, WCW was back in the 80s, like back in the territorial, and then Eric Bischoff and Ted Turner, when Ted Turner bought it out and made WCW his, and they turned Eric Bischoff in charge, and he made WCW what it was, brought out the NWO. Long story short, you know what happened. AEW is trying to do that in so little time with all the wrestlers that they're buying now, with all the fucking sales that they brought out. You know what I'm saying? That AEW needs to back it up or pump the brakes a little bit and try to create their own history and try to fucking do something with what they want to do, because they try to bring the death matches into it. They try to bring hardcore matches into it and whatnot. That's just my opinion. But the real death match wrestling is the early ECZW, GCW, Horror Slam is what I know. That's why I fell in love with deathmatch wrestling, was Horror Slam. Shout out to Brian and Rachel for letting me fall in love with deathmatch wrestling with Horror Slam. RPW, TKW, you know what I mean? Shout out to TKW. I'm ripping the shirt right now. I got the shirt right now on. You know what I mean? It's just deathmatch wrestling, Nick Gage, Schlack, you know what I'm saying? Marcus Crane, Jeff King, Peter B. Like I said, listen, go on, man. Man, Pondo, everybody, dude. Shout out to all them motherfuckers. I love all them guys, dude. Nick fucking Gage to be in AEW like they said he was last time when we were talking to Teddy Hart.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Nick Gage around here again. He'll be making his rounds. I feel like, I mean, you definitely got like the heavy presence and like
now the pandemic,
and then there's a market down south. But I gotta say, our area has got to be, like, one of the deathmatch hotbeds in, you know, in the United States, in North America.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And if you want to check out some of the early stuff, Horror Slam, some of the later stuff, and early stuff, TKW, check out Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. That's my YouTube channel. If you want to check out Horror Slam and PWAS and whatever indie is right now, man, check out Antonio Frio, Donna Frio on YouTube, man. Hard Cam Frio, man. That dude, he got some good footage and he got some great pics, so check him out on YouTube. Check out our brothers at Pro Wrestling Edge.
The YouTube channel is
Big
not
Cat.
Officially called Hard Cam Frio.
Yep. So, yep.
But tomorrow night,
Hell yeah. You
can catch some deathmatch wrestling live at Horror Slam. It's
tomorrow night.
Time at 6:30, $20 for all tickets, and a chance to meet Effie.
Big
GCW star. Effie.
Oh, okay. Oh, Effie, yeah. That dude is amazing,
GCW.
Dude. Fucking great talent, dude. He's going to be signed soon. Effie is a fucking great talent. And I believe, you know, because he's doing big things, man. He's everywhere. UCF, Effie everywhere. He's going to get TK's up.
He had his own block on the show, the GCW 20 Fight Forever show. And I just got out of the hospital right before that. I actually watched the whole 24 hours of wrestling. I sat there and watched it. But,
hey, Brother Greg.
Yeah.
Brother Greg, I don't mean to cut you off, but our good brother, Mr. Coco T. Webb, is on the line. What's going on, Brother Coco?
What's happening, Brother Dede? Brother Mark, it's the black man, Coco T. Webb, founder and leader of Can't Save the People's Band. What it do, my brothers? What it do?
Oh, man, you know how we do it this way. The rated R says, all right, we...
What a great day to be on the Rated Out podcast, baby. And I am here to share with you what happened last night at the Cinco de Mayo wrestling show at PWAS Pro Wrestling All-Stars, baby. They did their thing last night at Showcase of the Stars. Let me tell you that right now. We had 10 phenomenal matches. The energy was high. Everybody was excited. Even the little kids, baby, they was having a ball, a good old time last night. Me and the Mrs., the Khaleesia Kayfabe Sensational Sweet Denny, she was right there by my side. We were thoroughly entertained last night, fellas. It was fantastic.
Man, I can believe that. PWAS is always putting on some great matches and some great shows. I can agree with you on that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Brother T. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So I just want to know, did you want me to go down the list as to what happened, the results of all those matches? Because I took notes, baby. I didn't want to forget a single thing.
But we do.
Yeah.
But hang on. I want you to tell us first. Because I don't know any of the results. I really don't even know the match card. So tell me first, what was the best match of the night, in your opinion?
Oh, man. Now, see, brother, you putting a black man on a heavy spotlight, because from top to bottom, these were some fun matches. But I'm just going to say, for the sake of argument, I think the biggest show last night, oh, boy, it was a couple good ones, man. I'm taking it or not. The black man has to really think good. See, I wasn't ready for this kind of question. But take all you can eat. Pick what you want. Save what you want for later. It was that kind of show. But I must say, I most definitely am going to say it's between the main event with the champion, LJ Lawrence, leader of the Cobra Kai Dojo, versus Brutus Atla. And Brother Brutus, that man was like, if Shrek was a human being, it would be him. Let me tell you that now, Daddy. I mean, they said he came from the swamps, baby. So, boy, he was a brute. Feet was dirty. Looked like he ran through mud. But that was a heck of a match. That was a banger. Oh. Let me tell you the match that I really thoroughly enjoyed, though. The Cruiserweight Championship. You had that Starbucks sucking little ham and egg. Beta male Alex Van Zant was up there whining and complaining on the microphone, talking off his trash. But then he had to face 101 with the champion, baby, the one who got the Cruiserweight strap. The mysterious Movado, who came through with the W, baby. And that, let me tell you, that Brother Movado got the coolest mask. I almost bought a mask last night, fellas. Let me tell you that right now. But I can't be out here in K-Say Lab all incognito, you know what I mean? I can't have a whole mask on and come and conceal myself, because the world needs to see this beautiful face, baby. Let me tell you that now. So let me go back in order real quick. So in the beginning, the opening, the pre-show, if you will, you had TJ Myers taking on Brother Solo. And in that match, TJ Myers came away with the W. That was an interesting open the message.
I'm excited.
I bet that could have been after a preseason.
Solo was definitely nice, and TJ did his thing. Then moving on to the tag team match with Brother Zeke as a referee. Everybody knows about Zeke. Zeke every now and again, I see he takes a hit or two. Everybody knows Zeke, but Zeke, sometimes, he gets in a little trouble for some reason. Somebody always want to hurt the brother. He didn't get hurt this time. Look at him. Look at him.
Man.
But here's a tag team combination, though. And this is a fun little team. You have Brother Anton Nathan with Mr. Motivation, Eddie Velasquez, a.k.a. Senior Motivacion. And they win against the two mean duo, Forever Young and LaDon Sanders. But guess who won? LaDon and Forever Young. They took the win. I was surprised by that one.
Wow.
Then moving on was another singles match. The Prodigy, Karan Jackson versus Sadistic John Lawhorn. Brother John came away with the W. And see, the two at the end of the match, after he got pinned, 1, 2, 3, Brother Prodigy went and shook hands with Brother Lawhorn. So we all thought it was cool, right? Well, let me just take you back to the barbershop in WWF. Brother Prodigy gave him a mean super kick to the face after the match was over. Mm. So Karan walked out a sore loser. And the crowd booed him and jeered him and hissed him. Nobody was happy about that finish. So he caught him with a mean kick to the face, baby. So I can see a nice little grudge match following up with them real soon.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be at the next show, probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's a good talent, man.
Absolutely. So then check this out. The next match you have.
And it should have been Alex Van Zandt. And I'm sure if I was there, I would understand the injustice that was done to Alex Van Zandt. He should be the champion.
Oh, that's shame. Who's this brother? Who's this brother Dave? Brother Dave, there, you disappoint me, man. Supporting that old venti latte grande sucking dog.
That's your brother Greg supporting that guy.
Oh, no, Brother Mark, you can't be like that, baby. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. We don't mess with AVZ. That's a beta male. We alpha males on this radio show. We don't run with betas like that. He's trouble. I'm telling you that right now. His old entitled baby fire self. He deserved every bit of that L last night. My brother Mysterious, Movado. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's so unfair to shame him because he's entitled. That's like totally discriminatory. Just because he's had a different way in life than us, we shouldn't shame him for it.
Listen here, man. I don't ever trust a man that has a little man bun, a little alfalfa brace sticking up the top of his head. You don't ever trust a man like that. Let me tell you that right now. So moving on. Because I don't want to talk about that old Starbucks sissy anymore. The next show, the next match, Rocket Man Danny Astro took on brother Old School Rick Cartier. And, of course, Old School Rick took that win, baby. That guy's a legit dope workout.
Rick Cartier, man, that's my guy right there.
Don't sleep on Old School Rick. Brother Old School Rick is trouble, baby. He's a whole problem in that ring. And then another this one I really, really enjoyed. The six-man tag match, the Cobra Kai Dojo, baby. They came out and did they thing, baby. And they went 3-on-3 against brother Dante Cassine, DC Coleman, and John Tyler, in which case the latter won the match. So DKDC and JT beat the Cobra Kai. That was very disappointing. I like the Cobra Kai. Then I already said the Cruiser Court title match. Oh, and then we had an extra impromptu match. Brother Chinstrap Jesus came on out with his sacrilegious self.
Right,
coming out here called Chinstrap Jesus. Oh, troublemaker. He dresses like a creamsicle. But he came out, and he was very displeased by the mere fact that he wasn't booked for a match. So he had an open challenge. And of all people to come out to the ring, guess who showed up in mighty fashion? Good sister Hannah Henderson came out and did her thing.
Oh,
went
yeah.
toe-to-toe with Brother Chin Chai, but unfortunately, Hannah came out with the L, baby. Chin strap with the W.
Oh,
then in
man.
A tag team match, which was my personal favorite match of the whole show. We had another tag team match. You had Brother Francis Isaac Anderson, a.k.a. FIA, alongside with the legendary hardcore beauty, Peter Be Beautiful. Went up against the Revolting Blob and El Toro. The crowd loved El Toro,
oh,
by the way.
My dog. El Toro, I know
but
him. I know him personally since we were young. I've known El Toro since about 12 years old, probably even younger.
Oh, so y'all go back. Y'all go way back. I mean, y'all go back like Papers and Pacifiers. I hear that. But in an upset fashion. The Brother Blob and Brother Toro won the match. Upsetting fashion. I was shocked by that. Oh, here's a sweet thing that happened at the end of the match. Brother Toro
guy.
And Brother Blob called
I'm
out
a
kid,
guy.
Called out a young man
and
from the stands.
My brother's people, man. That's Day Day's people. So, you know, I'm down with Toro because he's Day Day's people. I can't. Nah, I mean,
hey, that's
like,
right. That's right.
Real.
I sure love the Day Day's people, all his cousins.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
A Blob guy, yep. dude.
Yeah, the Blob did his thing in there. He
a very successful tag team.
Yep.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that, but they came out with the W. And so let me tell you what happened at the end of that match when they won. See, Brother Peter B. Beautiful and Peter B. Beautiful and Brother FIA, they was harassing people out there in the States, and there was this one young man, along with his father, I believe the young man had downs, and he was bullying and picking on the young boy with the downs. But he wasn't afraid. He would flinch right back at him, and, of course, he made Peter B. Beautiful and FIA jump back. Well, with the Blob and Brother Toro, they saw that, and they kept that in the back of their mental. So when they won the match, they made sure that young fella got in that ring, and he got him a little piece of Brother Beautiful and Brother FIA. Took FIA's suitcase and worked him in the head. Real good.
Wow.
Real good. So he got a nice standing ovation
man.
With that one, y'all. That was a nice little moment there. That's a real WrestleMania moment, baby. That's what I'm talking about right there. And so moving right along, let the black man keep rolling. Cause I don't want to forget nothing that transpired. Oh, then we had another singles match, baby. In which case, it was Darian Ultra. Going one-on-one with one of my personal favorites in all of wrestling, period. Brother El Ridiculoso, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
El Ridiculoso. That's my main man.
He is the second
greatest
triple champion in PWAS history after Atlas Hightower.
I concur, baby. I concur. Brother Atlas is another personal favorite of mine. Personal fan, I can't wait to see those guys take off and go far. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the PWAS title match, Brutus At Law. I believe I'm saying his name right, but it don't matter because he was a troublemaker anyway. But the champion, the new PWAS champion, Brother L. J. Lawrence, leader and founder of the Cobra Kai Dojo, who, by the way, he beat the brakes off that no-good, dirty, dastardly Dread King Logan. Finally, somebody gave that man his comeuppance. I'm so happy. Dread King finally got what was coming to him, baby. He got what he deserves. That's right. Absolutely. I'm so happy his brother LJ Lawrence. It couldn't happen to a better guy. Let me tell you that right now. Absolutely. So that was
speaking
the bulk of
the a better guy. And that night that LJ Lawrence won the title, that Rat Rick Cartier saw him a little receipt from the Richie Boy, the undeniable, undisputed king. Did you catch that last week?
I didn't make that show,
my
but
friend,
I go out of my way to boo the drag queen Logan. He's just a troublemaker. He got that little kid's husky belt around that big 45-pound head. He ain't no king. He's just a despot. He's a wannabe. So I'm so glad somebody finally gave him this comeuppance. And I hope he gets some more. I hope I see him in a couple of weeks at the Melvindale at Alexis, baby. I plan on being there in a couple of weeks on the 21st. I've never been out to the Melvindale show. So I'm real excited about that. So at any rate,
when Logan decides to reclaim his crown, he will. Anybody can beat anybody on a given night. That's a real happy, heartwarming story. Oh, LJ Lord, he's been in wrestling for 37 years, and, you know, he got one up on Logan. His days are numbered. When Logan's ready to reclaim his crown, he'll do so.
Brother Mark, shame on you, man. Shame on you for pointing that bad guy, despot, somewhat a Burger King Kids Club member, whatever he claims he is. He ain't no rush. Yeah. He's a troublemaker. That's what he is.
He does make trouble. But
he is nothing but
he's
trouble.
He's a loyal troublemaker.
Real troublemaker, always causing issues and problems. He's rude to the customers.
Now, he didn't lose the title,
spend their hard-earned
money. He
mixed
himself up with Zach Thomas.
He said what now?
He didn't lose the title until he started getting mixed up with Zach Thomas. And he didn't last very long
making
at the title
these,
after that.
I don't make these excuses for the Dread Queen. I mean, Dread King. Same difference. It don't matter to me because he deserves every bit of that loss. And he's going to lose again if he has a rematch with Brother LJ Lawrence. I'm telling you that not. Brother LJ ain't letting that belt go no time soon. He got a whole dojo that he's running and he's building, baby. He can make
champions
out of them fellas.
Strike first, no mercy.
Strike hard, no mercy, baby. That's right.
He was caught out of focus and
Don't make excuses, Greg.
That's a shame, baby.
No, I don't want to hear that. The Drag Queen Logan, he lost the title. He
absolutely lost it clean in the middle. I was right there.
That's a shame, man. That's a shame, Brother Greg. I thought you was better than that. I thought you was nicer than that. You sitting there rooting for this old troublemaker, this bad guy who deserves every L. You know what I want to see go one-on-one with the Drag Queen? I want to see my main man, the Fro Gun D-Ray 3000, come back up here to Michigan and do his thing, baby. I would love to see that.
Yeah, that would be a match to see. That would actually be a match to see. So how about Teddy Long? What's your favorite Teddy Long moment, Mr. Coco T?
Oh, man, that's a good question there, brother. That's so many great moments. I say anytime he says the word player or holla, 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 I always enjoy that. Always enjoy that.
Listen,
I think one
listen.
Really got oh. Betty, yes,
listen
let me be
this,
a little more.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you guys a story from yesterday. Yesterday, he gives me a call because he had to reschedule. Like I said, I told everybody earlier today for Saturday at 4 o'clock because he calls me. He's like, oh, man, well, I can't explain the whole thing, but he gives me a call. He's like, hey, player. He's like, I got to reschedule for Saturday around 4 o'clock evening. He's like, is that all right with you, player? I was like, oh, yeah. He was like, all right, long story short, I can't say, you know, details or whatnot, but he was like, holla, holla, player. I was like, all right. But I can't get into details. But I was in,
the
I was actually in
doing some shopping. I was actually doing some shopping at Walmart, and that's when he gave me a call.
Awesome.
I was talking to Teddy Hart in front of. I was talking to Teddy Hart. I was talking to Teddy Long. I was talking to Teddy Long in Walmart in front of everybody.
I mean, who could believe that? You know what I'm saying? Nobody would believe that. Like just on a normal Wednesday night, you get a phone. Oh, it's just Teddy Long. I mean, Hall of Famer Teddy Long. Oh, let me tell you one of my favorite memories. My favorite memories was hilarious when he was getting married to that one young lady, Crystal. And he passed out in the ring in front of everybody. I thought that was hilarious back in the day. That was so hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was one of my favorite moments also. But my actual favorite moment was when he played JBL, when he actually made a tournament for the – because remember, both the WWE and World Heavyweight Championship made their way to Monday Night Raw. And then Theodore Long – or Teddy Long, he was like, oh, we're going to have a tournament – for the new World Heavyweight Champion for SmackDown. And, you know, JBL won, and then Batista came, and boom, World Heavyweight Championship, you know, World Heavyweight Championship made its way to SmackDown.
Absolutely.
That was one of my favorite moments.
But, you know, I take it back even further than that. Remember his WCW days, NWA WCW days. When he was the manager of Doom, baby, that brother was out there with the do-rag and a little bit of hair. He was like Hulk Hogan in reverse, baby. He's like a black Hulk Hogan, bald at the top, hair at the bottom. And he was old Snaggletooth brother. Let me tell you that now. At the time, his Snaggletooth days. But he made all that work for him, talking all the trash, I would love to see him and the Dr. Style slick come face to face and clash with one another with their team. That would have been so awesome back in the day. That dream match scenario, I ain't know we needed.
Oh, yeah. Man, Teddy Long, like I said, I can't wait for him to be on for Saturday because we're going to have such a hot topic. And I will call you after the show to let you know what it is. But it's such a hot topic, and I cannot wait. It's the hottest topic even since Teddy Hart. So both of the Teddies have been hot and made it hot on the Rated R. That's why we are who we are. We are Rated R. We're them guys. That's why the theme song says, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, Greg the Market Martez, we them dudes. And brother, we on fire over here on Open Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let me tell y'all this right now. Y'all are hotter than fish grease on the 4th of July, baby. Y'all the hottest thing going right now. That's for sure.
That's what we aim for. That's what we aim for, Brother T-Way. You're always welcome on the waves over here at the Rated R. We love to have you on the show, baby.
Thank you so much. You know, I got much love. Oh, and by the way, as I was telling my beautiful bride, the Khaleesi Kayfabe, Sensational Sweet Ben, I said, baby, the good brothers on Rated R wanted me to come on and talk today. I said, you want to join me? She says, no, I'm tired. I don't feel like talking and entertaining those peasants. That's her way of saying hello, fellas. That's her way of saying hello. So, you know, she got her own way of doing things.
Nonetheless, we are her peasants. We are the Sensational Peasants. Nonetheless.
Listen, if the queen is away, maybe we can continue to have this, you know, this conversation that we were having a few weeks ago. It's just the boys here. You know what I mean? Martez.
True.
Martez, you on the line, so you gotta give your opinion too.
Hey, my microphone not working.
You don't want nothing to do with this.
Okay, that's Mr. PG. That's Mr. PG. It's okay.
That's right. Cleaner than the Board of Health. That's what he is. Cleaner than the Board of Health.
Board of Health. Hey, I got this Christian image I got to uphold. People think I'm a good Christian man.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put you on the spot. Yeah, that's right. We talked about this already.
Wait. You know I'm joking, right? You know I'm being sarcastic, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll chime in. All right.
God has a booty for this good Christian man. I'm just saying. There's one
Ooh,
out there.
There you go. There you go. Every man has his booty.
His queen is out there with that dumbass booty, with that Alexa Bliss booty. With that Bailey booty.
That Bailey booty?
You
no, that Mandy
Coco
Rose booty.
Booty.
That Mandy Rose booty. No, for Mr. Coco T, that's a Nia booty.
Hey, wait a minute now. Hold on. Let me set the record straight right now. Y'all know the black man has macho man jealousy. Don't you be bringing up my TV booty now, just hiding like that. I dare you. You trying to cause all kind of trouble and mischief. Don't you talk about my boo. Don't you bring up my boo. Shame on you. You know I'm insecure.
Oh,
you know I'm protective.
Do you want to meet in the PWAS ring, brother? Get the elbow.
I mean, it may have to be arranged. Sign your name on that dotted line. It's going to be a grudge match. Don't nobody talk about my boo, Nia Jax. I would defend her honor at all costs.
Dick will be the referee on this one.
But this
is
what
we
need.
We don't need Zeke.
You can.
Y'all know I will fight. I will fight to prove my love.
So I
got that. You know what? We're gonna have to make this happen. We're gonna talk to Mr. FIO himself, Steve Rivera, on giving us the ring.
Yeah. That would be book it, baby, book it. Hey, we gonna put some butts in the seats. We gonna sell some tickets, and boy, we gonna make them a rich place. That'd be a great grudge match. I'll tell you that right now, for the honor of my boo Nia Jax, and I'm on defense. Now, here's the only problem with that. See, it's gonna be a plot twist. My dear bride, my wife, she may just do a sick heel turn on me, baby, and she might hook my leg and make sure you win the match. Because that's just how vindictive wives are. So
that's
I don't know if this is a good idea. I might have to back
wait,
off
what?
On this.
Wait. We got to make an alibi for you to wrestle. How are we going to make that happen?
Well, in this case, we do have to kill the whole idea because I just can't bear the thought of my dear bride deceiving and tricking me and just selling me down the river dirty. I can't have that no heel turn. You know what I'm saying?
Look, this is what we're going to do, guys. We're going to have a fantasy wrestling booking right now. We're going to make it on Facebook. I'm going to make the flyer. We're going to put it on the Rated R front page and everywhere open talking and the people's band, and we're going to make it. Who would win, the Southwest Texan or Coco T wear for the love and effect of his boo Nia Jax?
Uh-oh. Oh, baby, I'm telling you not. You better not let my dear bride know because
I make you snap, and I'll take you and make you take a nap sandwich because best there is and not the rest there was.
Listen, you guys.
Oh, my goodness. You got your own little
life here. You're losing focus on what's important, just like Logan. He lost focus of what was important, which was...
you did not bring up the drag queen. How dare you?
You're losing focus
here.
This is
terrible.
What we need to focus on. We need to focus on the fact that our brother Martez hasn't met his boo yet. So, all you beautiful ladies to submit your applications to be Martez's boo on the Radar 313 Wrestling Podcast Facebook page.
Hey, Greg,
brother Martez.
I don't know about that. I got one right now. She's in the probation period.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. Hey.
Sig's lady,
hey,
you are too late.
Hey, brother Taz, you know what you do? When you make it official, you buy her a little women's championship, the wrist bracelet from WWE shop, the little mini title. That's how
Hey, got you. I'm going to do that. And how about we do the first ever wedding on a Rated R Wrestling podcast? We can have the wedding on the
baby. Man,
we'll all wear championships,
we
golf, daddy. We got belts and top of belts, and we know what to do with
to
it.
Wedding. We just went from a probationary period to a fucking wedding.
I know.
In a matter of a minute.
Hey, book it, baby. We got solid booking going on. We got 18 weeks worth of great content and shows. People will want to come tune in. They will want to show up in person for something like that, baby. We got a great creative team right here, baby. Vince McMahon, eat your heart out, daddy. We already ready to shopping and putting it all together.
Brought to you by the Detroit Wrestling Connection.
Hey.
We should, man. Day-Day, you should get married. You're deeper. You're way beyond probationary period. You're having kids and shit.
Yeah, he'll be here by the middle of June or the end of June, daddy. He's a champion in the making. He's going to be, like I said on the show after Teddy Hart, he will be trained by Teddy Hart by the time he's 18. Even before that, I'm going to try to get him before he's 14.
Hey, I just got the most genius business idea. We can have in-ring weddings, wrestling fantasy weddings.
Girl
into marrying you in a wrestling ring, she's the one. You know what I'm saying? For sure. So, you know, when you start playing the seeds and having to talk about the future, like, maybe I'd really like to get married in a wedding, you know, in a wrestling ring. And she'd be like, oh, baby, that sounds awesome. Like, yep, you got one. You got a good one. But,
Martez, make it an event. Make it a night of an event.
No way. It'll be your own event. We'll bring the ring and to you.
That's what I'm saying. No, you're not listening. Like I did for my little brother when we were at my house, when it was the undisclosed locations, we can make it the same thing, but she don't have to actually necessarily know that that's a part of her entertainment for the night. And then after, you go and take her into the ring, and then you propose to her, and then you give her the wedding.
No, see, this is a business venture. That costs too much. Wrestlers get paid. No, we can bring a ring and let you get married in it and collect money. That's easier. Much easier money.
Yeah.
And you can do it first.
That's true.
And then Martez. And you'll have all this promotional material. And, all the cool people can get married in a wrestling ring. If you're a shoot baller, maybe you can talk to Rivera. You can get the whole ass or talk to Rachel Green and get you a whole ass horror slam show.
Goddamn right. I've done it. Hey, I did it for a birthday last year. I did it for my little brother's birthday last year. And I got the pull Stone Cold. And I drank two Modelo at the same time like Stone Cold in the ring. I have the video.
That's
awesome, baby. Awesome.
We smoked joints in the ring, too.
Yeah, we did. Hey, and we had pulled pork sandwiches in the ring, too. And BC pizza.
I wasn't eating pulled pork
and
sandwiches.
Hot dogs and hamburgers. We had it all.
I did.
Oh, we had it all.
Oh, y'all had the light.
I ate all those
things. That's how we did it. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Y'all have some good. Hey, speaking of parties, I just want to remind y'all, shameless plug, the Black Man's birthday is this summer in July. My birthday is on the 6th, but we going to party on the 10th, baby, on Saturday. Saturday, early evening, late afternoon. We going to have a big birthday bash in the Black Man's backyard. We bringing out the live music, and we going to debut K-Face the People's Band, baby. Playing all your favorite rapper things. Past, present, and future, baby. So y'all know, y'all got an invitation to the station, baby. Y'all more than welcome to come. I know Brother Dead A, you going to be doing your fatherly thing. Baby's going to be on the way, so you got to be there for that.
But Brother Greg, I want to see your face in the place. And
I
Brother Martez, definitely. Punch your ticket in, baby. We going to have a ball. Bring your own lawn chairs. B-Y-O-L. Bring your own lawn chairs, baby. It's going to be like a lawn chair party setting, baby. We got a big backyard, and we going to celebrate. We going to eat good scripts and steaks, barbecue sandwiches, whatever you want. It's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't wait. I'll definitely be there. I'll probably bring my family with me.
I'm a fan of eating things.
Oh, please do. We going to have a good time. I'm already in the early works talking to everybody, getting rehearsal dates together. Oh, it's going to be banging and slamming, baby. We're going to have a great time. And it's going to be a wonderful, it's going to be a marquee year for the black man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a milestone year. I'm about as old as Brother Matt Hardy or Brother Broken Matt. 4,000 years old, baby. 4,000. I'm reaching the 4,000th year of my existence. You feel what I'm saying? Because it can't save land, age is but a construct and a state of mind, baby. You as old or as young as you want to be.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm like,
and like, I'm with it. I'm ready for all the good times and all the good food and all the good people. And then, man, all of us are gonna be there from Open Talk Radio. It's a great night ready to happen. It's a recipe for success and a great night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. But to go back again, enough about the black man. I'm going to end my shameless plug here. I just want to get back to this business of wrestling with this indie scene. I just got to remind everybody, I'll tell you, indie scene is so fun, independent wrestling. If you've never been and you listen to this radio show, you live in the Detroit area, you owe it to yourself. Go check out an indie show, baby. It don't cost you much or nothing. It can cost you anywhere from $5 to $20 tops. And I guarantee you're going to enjoy yourself. It's going to be something fun, something to do, something to ask. Some people you're going to meet, some people you've never met before. You get to walk up close and in person to the professional wrestlers, to all the talent there, man. Good people, good men, good women, just doing their thing. Because your current local indie wrestler is going to be your future WWE wrestling star, AEW, what's some of them other companies that's all out there? Any one of them, baby. And everything in between. You may see them one day and go, hey, I saw that guy in person a couple times before. I just saw Queen Aminata on something not too long ago. She was on AEW. See, talent like that, you're going to see them one day. And they're doing their thing, working their craft, and they're traveling everywhere. So I totally appreciate what these men and women folk are doing. It's just fantastic. I'm so proud of them.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow
just like
night,
the Capitol Vices, they were on AEW.
At the Victory Gym. You know where the Victory Gym is, Coco. You got to come on out.
Yes,
check
sir.
Out Horace Mann.
Yes, yes. I might be able to make that one, but I know I'm definitely going to make the one in Melvindale because I've never been to that one. Oh, yeah, but Brownstown, they always put on a great show, great talent out there. I've been out there a few times, been out there when it was stupid cold, been out there when it was stupid hot.
This is a different promotion. This is Horror Slam. They have
Horror Slam. See, yeah, I have yet to attend a Horror Slam show. That's right. You told me about that.
Yeah, and this one's right there at the Victory Gym. Great venue, you know, as you know. So, that's where we actually met you at, in person.
Absolutely.
At the Victory
Gym. Yes, sir. Let me tell everybody a quick story on how that happened. Let me tell everybody how that happened. If you listen to it, this is how the black man, Coco T. Ware, and the sensational Sweet Denny met Brother Day-Day and Brother Greg the Mott. We just happened to be sitting right behind them, y'all. And Brother Day-Day happened to turn his upper torso a certain way to where I saw the Rated R podcast T-shirt. And I tapped the brother and said, hey, I got a friend of mine who runs that whole radio program. And he's got that show on his radio program, and they said, hey, we are the guys. I said, oh, that's awesome, baby. I'm so happy to meet you. I'm so happy to meet you. I'm the black man, Coco T. Ware, in case you didn't know. And then we just got to talk and said, oh, yeah, we recognize you. We heard you before. And we became good friends ever since, y'all. So that's another great thing about indie wrestling shows. You never know who you bump into.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So just pays to be nice to everybody.
My favorite people.
And what a great.
Yes.
And me, that's how me and Brother Greg connected was Horace Land. And I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't ask for brother. That's the truth.
Absolutely, brother from another mother. That's right. That's how it be. You meet people and you bombing. Who knew y'all was gonna come together and say, "Hey, let's do a radio show. Let's do color commentary for a wrestling show." I mean, y'all doing y'all thing, brother. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, thank you. And like I said, you call in on Saturday and ask Teddy Long. I ask him if we can get people to ask some questions, and you can call in also on that night. Or
afternoon, absolutely, I can't. I can't wait to meet the player of all players, Brother Teddy Long, baby. See, I remember that he was Teddy Long, baby. He was a referee. Then he was a manager. And then he stepped out, and then we saw him in the WWE, back as a referee. Then went into management. Then he became the GM, baby. That
General
brother is
manager.
A walking, talking success story. Success story.
Yeah. That's a definite. And, man, what we're going to talk about, man, I can't tell you right now. I want to tell everybody. But, dude, just make sure. Oh, I can't say it. But, yes, we're going to have a hot topic to talk about on Saturday afternoon. Just make sure everybody turns in to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Whoa. We'll be hey, Greg, what time you want to be on? 3 o'clock? Oh, no, 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock to about 5:30, 6 o'clock. We'll see how long the interview goes, and well, I'm pretty sure it'll be about 30, 45 minutes. So it's going to be a great interview.
Yeah, I'm real excited,
awesome,
man.
Awesome.
WWE Hall of Famer. It's actually not your first WWE Hall of Famer you're going to be interviewing, actually.
No. It's actually not. It's Ricky Morton was the first Hall of Fame I actually interviewed, and dude, it's just been a roller coaster of a ride on people that you know that we bring onto the show. Even you brought on some great guests yourself. Don't give me all the credit, man. You brought on some big names, but Teddy Hart was one of the biggest. You know, it's crazy. It's back to back Teddy's, but Teddy Hart's gonna. You know what I'm saying? His interview was great, and Teddy Long's, I'm pretty sure it's going to be way, you know what I'm saying, such a better story, not a better story, but such a longer story because he's been in the game so long.
Oh, yeah.
Such a legend.
Special. I mean, think about it, man. He is the first black manager inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, man. I mean, that's a huge, huge honor, and that is so cool, great history right there. I mean, the man is a success story all to himself. I mean, he worked his way up literally from the ground, baby. Everybody, you know, people don't appreciate that these days because, see, now all you got to do is just pass an application in the performance center and you in. Everybody forgets that back in the day, it was all territory on the ground. Grunt work, baby.
Oh,
and that's when nobody knew who he was. You feel what I'm saying? He was doing stuff. He was doing stuff that nobody was doing. So it's a real cool thing to see a player like that. Let me just say it like that. He's a player. A player like that who came up real good. And I know he's got some great stories to tell us. I'm so excited. You can tell the black man is real excited, man. I'm real excited. I'm looking forward to that. I hope I can get to ask one question. Definitely a question because, you know, I got to think of a good question, real, real, real good question for him to be able to answer. Because, see, I want to ask him something that he's already asked. You know what I'm saying? They get tired of that. So I got to think about something that he ain't never thought of before. But the black man is definitely, if I get an opportunity, I'm going to definitely ask a question and just introduce myself to him as a black man only can. You see what I'm saying, Blair? That's exactly what I'm going to do. But anyway, I'm going to let you fellas go. Because I kind of figured that the Khaleesi, I can't keep her waiting all night. You feel what I'm saying? Because she demands the black man's presence, you know. I got to keep the Khaleesi happy. Because the last thing I need to do is spend all this time talking about my Boudinot Jacks. And I don't pay no attention
to my beautiful bride. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I can't say much about Nia in front of her, because you know that
Don't forget, we're gonna pay attention for the Facebook post. I'm gonna put that on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast fan page, and we're gonna see who's gonna win. We're gonna see how many votes we get.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I ain't telling the wife, though. I'm just telling y'all that right now. She ain't even, thank God, she ain't on Facebook. And you better not try to send no messages to us. There's going to be trouble, Brother Greg.
Uh-oh.
What was that, Brother Dayday? Whichever one. Whoever's causing this trouble. Whomever's booking this match. Actually, Brother Greg, you try to keep me out of trouble.
Horseman. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to make that post, and we're going to see who wins.
That's going to be real exciting. Hey, everybody listening, you go online, you better vote for me, the black man, Coco T. Ware, founder and leader.
No, you already know the best. Like I said, the best there was and not the rest there was. The best there is and not the best there was.
Mm-mm-mm. That's a shame. That's a shame. That's a shame. It's going to be a real shame that everybody vote for you. I'm going to know it's fixed. That's how I know. You're going to get all your cousins to come in and vote. I just want the people to decide for themselves.
No. And you already know I'm going to win. That's it.
You're not a home flame tomorrow.
What's that now?
It'll be a shame if you're not a horse flame tomorrow.
I know, but you know, the black man got things to do. I got places to go. You feel what I'm saying? So unfortunately, I can't make all the shows. And it would be stuck there because I won't be able to see you, good brothers. But at the same time, I do promise y'all this. I will attend a horror slam show. I promise that.
This might be a good one because I feel like they're a little more tame at this particular venue, it seems. Just my own observation.
Yeah.
I mean, watch, I say that, and there's, you know, 50 light tubes. And but
God.
It's going to be more tame. I think it's a good opportunity for you to check out that product. I hope you can make it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Lord, light bulbs and staples and that just ain't the black man's thing. You feel what I'm saying? You know,
light bulbs. There were no light bulbs last time. I'm not a fan of the light bulbs myself. But barbed wire, staples, that's good stuff.
Oh, the black man's skin is crawling just thinking about what I might see. Goodness gracious, I'm telling you, man. You got me feeling like Alex Van Zandt right now. I don't even feel like no little beta male Starbucks sissy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, some things the black man, that just ain't his speed. You feel what I'm saying?
That I can't believe that you would privilege shame Alex Van Zandt that way.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely will. Privilege shame, call it what you want. Shame. That little, he need to go and get a haircut, stop all that whining and the crying, and just shut up and wrestle. Don't nobody want to hear him talk all day. Get in that ring and do what you're supposed to do. Stop drinking that Starbucks coffee. Starbucks coffee, make it go eat.
Get in his way.
I'm so disappointed in you, bro. I'm so disappointed in you defending Alex Van Zandt. He need to change his name to Coffee Cream Simpson or whatever, because he's just
cream,
coffee milk as ever. He needs to go somewhere.
The Starbucks
coffee
black
cream
coffee beans are the greatest bean
coffee
in coffee.
Cream coffee.
I'm telling you, man, the Starbucks beans are where it's at. I love coffee.
No, you don't. Yes, you do.
Yes, he does.
That's hilarious.
Sure.
That's hilarious. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to bid you all a wonderful good night.
You too. Have a good night, Coco T. Ware. Thank you for calling us in and filling us in what was happening last night.
Absolutely. God bless you, fellas. Take care.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yeah, man.
Horse,
oh, yeah.
But I will. I'll be. My wife is like, she's like slick sadistic. She loves the blood and guts shows, actually. She was like excited to go to the last Horror Slam show.
Tomorrow, hey, I got to pay attention. I got to do something tomorrow because I got it's got something to do for Saturday.
Nice, nice.
So, it's all intertwined.
Yeah,
You know what? Listen to this. We'll start the show at 3:50 if you can make that at 3:50, but I'm going to want to start it at like 3:50. That way we can talk 10 minutes of Horror Slam, or if you can't, I mean, it is what it is. We'll start it off at 4, and then we'll get Teddy Long on the show.
We could even talk Horror Slam after Teddy has to leave.
You said what?
And next week, I said, or we can talk Horror Slam after Teddy's done even. But we
we'll
definitely be talking about Horror Slam tomorrow in our another special bonus episode. This is what our bonus episode number 3, I believe. As far as bonus episodes go, I believe.
Yeah, 3
something
or 4.
Like that. Give or take.
Somewhere around those lines, dude. It's just, you know what I'm saying. And the thing is that we just love doing this. We just love doing this. That's what it is.
But we found out that Danny Limelight's just a douchebag fuck. But,
he's a douchey face.
Yeah.
He's a douchey face.
Yeah.
He likes man puns for his mangina.
Yeah. He's definitely not a guy I'm a fan of.
He's not cachondo enough to be on the cachondo show.
No. That's going to be our spinoff. That's what we're going to start calling the bonus episodes, cachondo show. We got a cachondo,
show. Welcome to the cachondo show, motherfuckers. Cachondo. Cachondo, man, if you're listening, we Hey, you know what? For that, we have to bring on the original of the Cachondo. Cachondo man himself.
Yeah.
My nephew.
If you know, then you know. And if you don't know, you better F.I.O.
You better get Cachondo. Oh, I was going to say better get Cachondo. But, after you F.I.O., you get Cachondo. How about that?
F.I.O.
Either way.
Cachondo.
Yeah.
That's right.
F.I.O. the Cachondo way.
Indeed.
Hell yeah.
And we got a Cachondo show tomorrow. I'm excited.
Saturday.
Saturday. On the line, thinking it's
Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Teddy Long will be on the show with some hot topics and some things to talk about. I'm going to let you guys know for sure. We're going to talk about SWE, which is the Southwestern Entertainment. Man, they got such a stacked card. They got I'm going to tell you guys right now what kind of show they're going to have, what kind of people they're going to have. I'm going to name some off of the top right now. They got their heavyweight champion, Charlie Haas. They got their television champion. They got, Ronnie Mack is their television champion. They got former WWE Cruiserweight champion, Enzo Amore. They got Boogeyman. They got Ivelisse. They got Rosemary. They got Big Cass. They got Melina. The list goes on and on and on. On top of with their general manager, our guest for Saturday, Teddy Long. Man, they got so many people going down in SWE Fury. You can find that on YouTube, and you can find that it's going to start being on CW33. I'm pretty sure that's a Texas station because they're based out of Texas. So they're going to have – and, man, you can check out their Facebook, SWE Fury Wrestling TV show, or SWE Fury Wrestling. They got so many, you know, they got old videos of matches. They got their little commercial that they got with Enzo Amore that he's going to be debuting for May 22nd. And they also got Miranda Gordy, where she was she actually had tried out for the WWE, I believe AEW too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, dude, they got, even they, on May 22nd, listen to this, They got a demolition at Dean's meet and greet. They got it for their May 22nd show. Before their show is going to run from 1:30 to 3:30. They're going to have Teddy Long. They're going to have the Boogeyman. They're going to have Cass XL, which is formerly known as Big Cass, Melina, Endo, Ivelisse, their television champion, Ronnie Mack, the women's champion, Christy James, and Selena De La Renta. Selena De La Renta is actually very talented. She's been in the indies for a long time, too.
That's May. I'm telling you, like
May 22nd.
You don't know. That's why I love about this and talking to people about all these independent wrestling promotions throughout America, because wherever you are in America, unless you're in New Mexico, fuck you, New Mexico, as we found out when we had Gypsy Mac on.
Fuck Mexico.
Yes, a Nazi state. They won't let anybody wrestle. So.
They're one of the original. They're Mexico. I'm surprised at that because wrestling kind of originated in Mexico. You know what I mean? For the lucha style,
no,
at least.
New
you know
Mexico,
what I mean? And that's crazy.
New Mexico. The punk ass.
No, that's what
New
I'm
Mexico.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, go ahead.
But I don't know, dude. They actually. Motherfuckers were wrestling in the Old Testament. My man's, but wrestled an angel. And it's actually like, Disney is talking like pre-Moses. They mentioned wrestling. But, you know, wrestling today, I mean, we got territories everywhere. And, like, you know, it really is. It's like the old territories are kind of around. You have champions everywhere. I mean, maybe not necessarily world champions, but champions everywhere. There are promotions. There's the Midwest area. There's the Mid-South area. You know, Florida. You have the
wrestling is...
You got the Dallas scene. You know, it's Chicago. Our friends over there at Chicago Style Wrestling. It's
over there
everywhere.
At the Gorilla Position. Steve Aarons, that dude runs that place. That's such a great product. Oh, dude, Sky Blue made it to NWA Power Surge, dude. She made it to NWA Power Surge.
So
that,
are you
that was a great match.
So are you rehashing the ass conversation? Is that what you're doing now?
I mean, I possibly could be. I don't want to seem kind of weird, but I mean, I'm gonna say this, and I'm a taken man. So Sky Blue, don't take this personally, or don't look at me the wrong way, because you know I have a girl I'm taking, whatever. But you have such a fat ass booty, girl. I'm just saying. That's my favorite booty in all of wrestling.
That's a bold statement. It's a bold statement. It's a hard call to make.
What do you
mean? I'm seeing that. So Eva Marie is going to be re-signed. Is going to, you know, re-debut. I mean.
Yeah, I you know what? I'm going to talk about that. I want to talk about that. I'm sorry, Sky Blue. I'm going to talk about Eva Marie now. I'm not even going to talk about how fine she is. But I think that was wrong of the WWE to do, because unless she's been – I mean, I'm pretty sure she's been training, because she's been training with that one – I forget his name, that dude that looks like Brock Lesnar that's training in the WWE with Scott Steiner's nephew. She's been training with both of them, but they're both, you know, one of them, the big dude that looked like Brock Lesnar, he played football, you know what I'm saying? Brock Lesnar did the same thing, but at the same time, Brock Lesnar had NCAA championships to prove his wrestling background. And Brock Lesnar... Because Eva Marie coming back was stupid, because they had somebody like Mickie James that had a couple more years to go in there, and they could have been trained her and brought her back, but bring her back with some talent. You could barely do a DDT before you left the WWE last time you came in.
She was getting a lot better when she went. People just didn't want to see
I disagree, and I disagree, dude. She sucked.
She sucked. She, maybe back when the bomb panties matches were counting as wins and losses back in the day, but no, dude. No. No. Eva Marie sucked, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, she sucked.
Eva
Marie. But she got a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. That's why she came back. That's how she got her,
that's how she got
her spot back. That's how she got her spot back.
And
yes,
again,
for
she
sure.
hasn't been in WWE in a long time, and that's a long time. But honestly,
no, you know what?
I don't believe
she's been training. To be honest, I don't believe she's been training because every time I see her, she's on some stupid show trying to show off. You know what I'm saying? Her different color hairs and all this other bullshit, dude. She's fine as whatnot. But you know what I'm saying? That she don't love the game, dude. She
any training run was 3 months or less of training on some schedule, probably not even a full-time schedule. I mean, obviously, she showed somebody something to me. I don't know. I just hope nobody's put her in it, but I don't think she's that bad. I mean, she could have a passable match, but she's a good character.
Yeah.
I
don't know, dude, but I'm just saying. But to let go of somebody like Mickey James, even Samoa Joe, to bring back some fucking Eva Marie, dude, come on now. Samoa Joe could have gave him some years if they would have cleared him, just like they did Sting. They said WWE doctors didn't want to clear Sting. Look at him taking little bumps and whatnot with Darby Allin over at AEW, and they could have put him and Undertaker in a cinematic match and made some money and made some ratings, but no, WWE likes to fuck shit up. And, dude, no. Mickey James, even the Iconics, they could have been better than Eva Marie. Two for one.
Getting rid of them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Recent releases, I got to completely agree with you that, yes, she should have never been hired. I mean, as far as her, Mickey James, I see, and, like, they refuse to see anything of Mickey James other than an aging worker who they were hoping could put some people over on the way out. She didn't get a final run or, you know, I'm sure you've seen a lot of her comments and stuff and, you know, since being released and she's spoken openly about it. But, you know, she said she wasn't looking for one last run, but, you know, kind of awful. I mean, it's not the worst thing that they released her. But
what the fuck the thing is?
Again, such a good character. Not that they can have a passable match. They're not going to have them bangers like Bayley or Sasha. But, dude, they were a great talent, especially together. Peyton Royce and Billy Kay both. And, I mean, they were wrestling in Australia before they were in NXT.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, man, I can't wait for this Saturday. I'm going to say it again. I can't wait for Saturday, dude. Just pay attention. Can you get the Xfinity app or something to watch? Back down on Fox.
Yeah, man.
Watch.
I don't have cable, so I can't log into the Xfinity app.
But, yeah, nonetheless, it's gonna, dude, I can't say no more. I just can't wait till Saturday. With that being said, man, I don't know. Tomorrow's Horror Slam over there at Brownstown, Michigan, Victory Gym. I'm gonna see if I can make it. Like I said,
WWE SmackDown tomorrow night. Check that out. Always fun.
Make sure you do watch SmackDown tonight or tomorrow night. Make sure
unless
you check
you
it out. It's going to be good.
Then you can DVR it and watch it later. We got to promote WWE because my man Martez is a WWE guy.
Yep,
so,
just because Martez is a WWE guy. But make sure you watch SmackDown tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock over there on Fox.
Yes. You never know. And tomorrow, don't know what we're going to see. Not a whole lot's been announced for Horror Slam. We know we're going to see Effie in the ring with Alex Van Zandt and Jeremiah Goldname. So know that Briar's issued an open challenge, and we got DCA defending their newly won tag team titles against the Bitcoin Boys. Those are the only matches I'm aware of being announced. But
I know there's going to be a deathmatch title match. Hold on. I know there is going to be a deathmatch championship match.
I thought MM3 was announced for a match, too. I thought it was like MM3.
That's Nova Valentine. You know who it is? It's going to be Chuck Stein, I want to say, versus, I can't see the post right now, but it's going to be, Aiden Blackheart. Athena versus Alex Van Dam versus Jeremiah Goldman.
Yeah, I think Satu Jin is fighting MM3. And I think that, Chuck Stein's definitely defending the deathmatch title. Or is Tommy Vendetta fighting Satu Jin? He is. It's Tommy Vendetta and Satu Jin.
Oh, shit. Really?
That's the match I thought was enough, yeah. For the, because
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I know,
And it might be MM3 and John Wayne Murdoch. I think
it's John Wayne Murdoch versus, Tommy Vendetta. As he makes his debut, hold on.
And then it's Chuck and Jin one-on-one.
There you go. Yep, but that's supposed to be the show. Hold on.
And then tomorrow, Saturday afternoon in Standish, Michigan, XICW has a Mother's Day.
No, it's MM3 versus Satu. It's MM3 versus Satu Jin. It's the Solo and Taylor Adams versus Hannon and TJ Myers. It's going to be the Bitcoin Boys versus DTA. Is going to be the Kenny Urban versus Lamario Starr and Kyler Coleman. And it is going to be Aiden Blackheart versus Chuck Stein for the Deathmatch Championship.
And it's going to be
John Wayne Murdoch versus Tommy Vendetta for the Heavyweight Championship. Bar fight rules.
And then the
Briar open invitation, and then Effie makes his Horror Slam debut.
And hopefully somebody beats Zeke's ass, too.
Yeah, whoop Zeke's ass. Kill Zeke, die Zeke, die. I said kill Zeke, too.
Yeah, that too. Die Zeke, die.
Die Zeke, die, motherfucker.
Yep.
Hell yeah. But, yep, I think that being said, brother, we're going to let it go, even though there's no gorilla position, because we got to get prepared for Mr. Long on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, special edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast on Saturday.
June 5th.
So make sure,
and,
make sure you
I just want to give a couple
holla at us. You said
let's,
what?
Let's I just want to remind everybody to check out our friends at Pro Wrestling Edge, man, and keep watching their Facebook for updates, man. Hashtag Where's Dan? Where the fuck are you, Dan? We miss you, man.
He's having fun.
And,
he's fine. Dan is doing fine. Leave Dan alone. He's doing fine.
And again, I gotta ask, you say that with such confidence, like perhaps you know something that, that's right. When do I see Brandon, brother? We'll see. We'll get it out of you.
He's fine.
You know something? He'll get it out of you.
I don't know nothing. I just know that Dan's fine. I have confidence in Dan.
Yeah. He is fine.
Let's take a little cachondo though. And yeah, you'll talk.
No cachondos.
Yeah. So check out Pro Wrestling Edge. Check out Michigan Independent Weekly for your updates on where and when and how much. Hard Cam Frio. Check out our man. He's been out there making doing a lot of videoing, doing a lot of editing, and check out Mean Cool and Heartless. Our friend Kristen, and she also frequents many local shows in the area, and she's on Facebook. She edits and uploads as well. And yeah, shout out to Martez and the rest of the, you know, Open Talk 313, the Flash family.
Oh, yeah, from the Southwest Texan, Greg DeMarc and the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Good night, you guys, and we'll see you guys Saturday for a Cachondo show with the Mr. Teddy Long. Holla, holla, holla at his players on Saturday.
Holla, holla, favor.
Sorry, guys.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise, Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes,
they go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast,
yeah.
Non-stop action, interested, we got that,
woo.
The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
they cruise,
okay.
Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, they cruise, I'm out here making moves, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules,
woo.
All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, that's what we do. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting on for every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes.
Yeah, we just want to see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps. Dude, it goes smooth. The flow is so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise.
What up?
Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes.
Thank you.